Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. United Airlines is informing 36,000 U.S.-based employees they may be out of a job after the 1st of October. That's the earliest airlines are allowed to lay off or furlough workers if the carriers claim payroll assistance under the Federal CARES Act. United says the number may end up being lower if more people take a buyout or retire early. Air travel has fallen dramatically since the start of the pandemic. A growing number of experts deeply entrenched in public health research warn the global outbreak could get worse in the coming months. Aware of the coronavirus data, the Trump administration is leaning on states to reopen schools in the fall. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports on Vice President Mike Pence's remarks today after Johns Hopkins University reported that the number of people who are or have been infected with coronavirus in the U.S. has surpassed 3 million.
Vice President Pence says resuming in-person instruction is absolutely essential. He also says the administration plans to work with governors and local school officials to craft reopening plans.
We're going to be looking for ways to give states a strong incentive and an encouragement to get kids back to school.
Pence announced the CDC will issue new guidelines for schools next week, shortly after President Trump took to Twitter to criticize the public health agency for asking schools to do, quote, very impractical things. Trump also threatened to withhold funding from school districts that don't reopen in the fall. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who encountered backlash for being a key witness in President Trump's impeachment inquiry, is retiring from the Army after 21 years of service. Here's NPR's Ryan Lucas.
Lieutenant Colonel Vindman has chosen to put the nation's interests ahead of his own, and that has cost him his career, says Vindman's attorney, David Pressman. Vindman was a Ukraine expert on the National Security Council, and he emerged as a critical witness in the impeachment inquiry against President Trump. But after the Senate voted to acquit the president, Trump fired Vindman and others who had testified. Vindman's twin brother, who was a lawyer on the NSC, also lost his job. Vindman's lawyer says Trump and his allies have waged a campaign of bullying, intimidation, and retaliation against Vindman. The goal, Pressman says, has been to force Vindman to choose between following the law or pleasing the president. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. Special Envoy on North Korea says the Trump administration wants further dialogue with North Korea. NPR's Anthony Kuhn says Pyongyang does not.
Deputy Secretary of State Stephen Biegun tried to portray the Trump administration as open-minded and flexible. He said he's aware that Pyongyang isn't interested in talks and that he hadn't asked for any. Biegun also voiced support for cooperation between North and South Korea. Pyongyang underlined its lack of interest in that last month by blowing up an inter-Korean liaison office.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn. This is NPR. The top U.S. general for the Middle East is predicting an ongoing American military presence in Iraq, just smaller. Marine General Frank McKenzie met with the new Prime Minister, Mustafa al-Kadhimi, yesterday. McKenzie says he has the impression that Iraqis don't want U.S. troops to withdraw just yet, not when ISIS remains a major threat. At the start of the year, the U.S. assassinated a top Iranian general during an airstrike in Baghdad. Many Iraqis were infuriated and demanded U.S. forces leave. The head of Europe's largest economy is urging EU lawmakers to work together to overcome the financial carnage of the global coronavirus pandemic. Esme Nicholson reports German Chancellor Angela Merkel addressed delegations in Brussels ahead of what's expected to be tough negotiations over an EU recovery fund.
Angela Merkel said she was relieved to be back among real people as she addressed lawmakers in the European Parliament. Her trip to Brussels is her first foreign excursion since the start of the pandemic. She warned lawmakers they faced the EU's biggest challenge yet.
Allein kommt niemand durch diese Krise.
Nobody will make it through this crisis alone. We are all vulnerable. European solidarity isn't simply a human gesture, but a sustainable investment. Merkel must convince her European counterparts to agree to a 750 billion euro joint recovery fund, which then has to be ratified by the EU Parliament and then by all 27 national parliaments within the EU. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Berlin.
I'm Lakshmi Singh. NPR News.